Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So I'm going to do this quickly and then move on to my next subject. Before we went to break, my good friend Steve laid out just how great things are in the country right now. And he talked about all the great things that are happening economically under Joe Biden. Well, first off, he talked about Joe Biden's barely been in office 2 years. And to act as if Joe Biden has unilaterally brought about the greatest economy in the history of this nation at this time is patently untrue. Because the first year of any president's time in office, he inherits what the president before him did. There's no way any one man can come in and unilaterally wave a magic wand and change the economy of the United States. Doesn't work like that, my friend. And if you are fortunate and one of the fortunate people that life has been good to you, and that all the things that are happening in this society, in this country right now, again, what was just, you know, a month ago, $5 gallon gas, the increase in rent that people struggle with, and maybe you don't know anybody who's suffering that, maybe the increase in the cost of food, people with families that have four, five people in their families, and the impact of what that costs, the fact that we have many people who work in this society at $13, $14 an hour, $15 an hour, and you add all of those different things into the mix, and those people are struggling on a daily basis, even though they work every day. It is almost, well, I'm not going to say that, I'm on the air. But it's frustrating to me that we have people who have no consciousness in the society, who can only see through their own prism. They can only see through their life as if their life is the measuring stick for all the other people in this country. You're just one. And so if you're one of the fortunate ones that life is good to you, bravo. But there are many people that you see, and if you don't see them, shame on you, who gather early in the morning, who don't have transportation, who jump on a bus, whether it's 10 degrees or whether it's 90 degrees, every morning, and get to work, and don't have insurance, and don't have a safety net, and do all that they can to try to make it in this society. And because you don't see them, or you choose not to see them, you want to talk about the people who've been successful. Well, you know, that's not what this is. You know, to totally dismiss a whole segment of the population who work hard every day and can't make ends meet because we have politricksters who would much rather support those, again, who are wealthy beyond imagination than to help the poor young lady who has a child and who is trying to make it. She's living alone. She can't afford daycare because the daycare eats up everything that she has. Or the elder person who wasn't able to get a job during their lifetime that set them up for the rest of their lives where they can live in the lap of luxury in their latter years. If you don't know that those people exist, shame on you. But to come on and make it appear that everything is fine and rosy just shows that you and others like you, my friend, are so far out of touch and probably at the root of why, you know, people can do the things that they do in the society, especially politically, because they have people like you who support that. Who do we have on the line? Connor?
Looks like Tom.
Okay, let's bring Tom back. Tom, quickly.
Hey, Earl, I just had to say, I mean, I don't know what world these people are living in. I mean, first off, you got CJ who's cheering on the billionaires. I mean, he's actually cheering them on. Like, CJ doesn't even live in the same world as Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and people like that. He doesn't. They would not even let him on their property.
What are you talking about? They wouldn't allow him to sweep up the street, the curb.
Exactly. And these people are proponents for these people, calling them job creators, almost like they're gods. I mean, this is give me the $1 billion that their fathers or their whatever gave it to them. Let's see how we do. I mean, come on, give me a break. It's like they really, truly, I mean, what does CJ think we pay taxes for? Does he think we pay taxes? I mean, that's where I say we the people are the government. We pay the taxes. So we just pay the taxes so they can just give it on to the billionaire class?
Yeah, well.
And the billionaire class doesn't pay anything? I am so astounded by the fact of what I heard today.
Well.
In terms of him. Well, doing the whole trickle down economics.
But Tom, he represents a whole segment, you know.
I know he does. That's
people.
What's scary. I don't understand where these people think. I mean, why they think that politicians being bought off on either side of the aisle? Hear that, CJ?
But everybody knows when we talk about our government. And the fact that there are these people called lobbyists, and I don't care how you look at it, but when your elected official can sit in a room with somebody that you and I don't know and make decisions that impact and affect you and I and our families, and they say, well, I had no choice because the lobbyist said to me that they weren't going to give me any more money to run the next time around. This is Democrat and Republicans.
Earl, the job that they'll get after they leave Congress to work for that lobbying firm. I mean, again, it's money and politics.
So,
and that's the whole problem.
So, but Tom, that's at the root of all of it. We all should be asking our elected officials about who they're keeping company with, who they are breaking bread with off the record. Because as long
as I just don't understand how people, I mean, you would think CJ was a billionaire. I mean, hey, I know he's not that.
Hey, Tom.
I mean, the thing is, and for the other gentleman, I'd just like to say to him that, yeah, Joe Biden's done a good job, but it's our job as the American people to push him. Not demonize him, but push him. One last thing, because I know I hear the music, is please, everyone watch Dope Sick, DOPESICK, on Hulu. That will give you a little glimpse in terms of industry and what they did with OxyContin. And basically, you can just apply that to every industry that's out there, and you'll understand what is going on and how corrupt our government is.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Okay, so I want to switch over to Greg Abbott, who is the governor of Texas. And, you know, I don't understand how a man like this can remain the governor of Texas. Do you know he hasn't been to one funeral of those 19 children that were massacred in Uvalde? Not one. How tone deaf or uncaring. And he's being touted by the Republican Party as possibly a candidate to become president of the United States. If you are so tone deaf that you don't even understand what it means to people as the world grieves, excuse me, for those children and families of Uvalde, The governor himself has not been to one funeral. What kind of person can he possibly be? What kind of excuse can he possibly come up with that he doesn't have any humanity in his body? That he's been too busy to attend the funerals of those young children that were massacred, not to mention the two educators. If I'm a Republican, you know, which I'm not, I would have to say, my goodness, why have you not attended a funeral? Do you have any idea what that looks like? The fact, again, that the world is grieving and you don't have the capacity or the moral fiber to think that that's where you should have been. Now, everything else would have to wait. At the same time, you're a guy who's pushing for gun rights. Yeah, let's bring the NRA into the state. Come on. Come on into our state. We welcome you, NRA. Come on. And you support and push that. But you have yet to attend the funeral of those children who were massacred. You know, something about politics that really always leaves me, you know, in a quandary. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.